Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards. Welcome to Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Paul wrote, "Remind the believers to submit to the government and its officers. They should be obedient, always ready to do what's good. They must not slander anyone and must avoid quarreling. Instead, they should be gentle and show true humility to everyone." The Organization for Economic Cooperation Development, OECD, has 38 member countries. It regularly runs surveys to discover the level of trust that people have in their government. In the UK, that level is about 40%, lower than in the majority of countries. This result is not that surprising. People are endlessly critical of our political leaders and deeply cynical about the political process. However, I'm sure that when Paul wrote to Titus, the situation in Crete was a great deal worse. And to add to that, Cretans were notoriously turbulent and quarrelsome, inclined to challenge every kind of authority. So Paul's words would have come as a huge challenge to them. In Romans chapter 13, Paul gave his fundamental reason for encouraging obedience to the government. He believed that their authority came from God, and so rebelling against the government was a form of rebellion against God himself. Paul reasoned that the authorities were feared by people who were doing wrong, not those who were doing right, so believers should have no reason to be afraid of them. Indeed, he argued that if the people did what was right, the authorities would honour them. The authorities, he said, were God's servants and sent for the very purpose of punishing those who do wrong. For all of these reasons, Paul was convinced that Christians should live as good, responsible citizens and pay their taxes willingly. These challenging words should cause us to reflect on our own relationship with the authorities in our own society. Paul would certainly urge us to live as good citizens and to give thanks for those who give us security in an ordered society. I don't believe that Paul was suggesting we should simply accept everything the government does, but as good and responsible citizens, we should find ways of encouraging and supporting those who bear such heavy responsibilities. Let me pray with you. Father God, we pray for those who govern our country. Grant them your wisdom and peace, and help us always to serve you well as citizens. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can access, of course, at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more beside, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively to Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.